Okay, today's daf is Demai, daf Chav Ches. Demai Chav Ches, we are on Chav Zayin Mebeis on the Mishnah. This Masechta Shiurim are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Devar Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So, we continue now with questions about Demai. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi Peiros Badera. Right, in the last Mishnah, we spoke about what happens if somebody's walking and they want to leave. They want to leave, yurakos. They want to leave leaves on the side of the road because they want to be meko mi masa'am. And then we spoke about what happens if you're in the middle of a transaction. You want to buy some, you pick some up, you don't pick some up, different types of das. So what about this case? New case. Hamotzi peiros baderech. Somebody finds fruit on the derech. And you don't know, right? You don't assume that there was a hafrasha done. So, v'nalan la'achlan, similar type of idea as related to the last Mishnah. Once yam kona it, then it's my responsibility not to leave it anywhere because I don't want to be motzi davar she'eino mesukan. I don't want to leave something. If there's something that doesn't belong to me, there's something on the street, mitzad hilchas demai, I have no responsibility. But the second I pick it up, the second I'm kona it, so then I have responsibility not to be put it out of my rishus and be machshil someone else. So here, I find fruit on the road. V'nama v'achla, and I picked it up to eat it. V'nimlach latznia, and then I decide, you know what? I don't want to eat it. Right? I just want to put it away. Nimlach lahatznia. So then, lo yatznia achia asir. As we said, once I picked it up, I'm not allowed to put it down until I am ma'aser. As the Marafolda says, the aser lahotzi miyado davar she'eino misukan. Right, I'm not allowed to be let something go out from my hand unless it is misukan. Two ha'aris. Number one, just like in the last Mishnah, we must be talking about a case where the produce was already hooked for the ma'aser. But it can't be that it was just grown, because then we know it's not tevel yet, that it's not the zochiv of meisrus. So it must be, as the Pnei Moshe says, v'heim b'inyin shuk v'la meisr. It must be that the fruit that you find on the road, it's clear that there was already a gemar malacha. There was already a situation where there was a chiyuv to take off chumas of meisrus. Kigon, sherov machnisin limkar bashuk. Maybe most people in the town take the tvua to sell in the shuk. Oh, mechzal mechzor, at least half. So either way, it has to be talking about that. Number two, what does it mean, lahatsnia? You decide, why doesn't it just say, you decide just to leave it where you found it? It says you picked it up, and now you decide to put it away. Put it away. Why can't you just leave it where it is? So that's going to be the first comment in the Gemara, that you're not allowed to leave food, just strewn everywhere on the floor. So I'll have to see that in the Gemara. So again, but the same Yisod as the last Mishnah, once something's in my hand, I have a responsibility. I have a responsibility to be mafri, so I'm not machshil anyone in the future. But imitchila natlan bishvil shalo yovdu pater. If I picked it up originally, not because I wanted to eat it, but I saw something on the street, I wanted to put it on the side of the road. I wanted to hide it, for the reasons that we will see. So then I'm pater. Then I don't have to take off chubas and maestros because I never had kavana lizakos. Right? As the last Mishnah said, but let's just clarify and explicate it again. There are two ingredients to every kinyan. There's a maisa kinyan and there's das kinyan. Right? The physical action that is required, as we spoke about in the last year, the different categories of kinyanim, rishus and hafganas bailus, whatever the message of the kinyan is, but there's a maisa kinyan, and then there's the das kinyan, and if you're missing one, then there's no kinyan. Sometimes you could have one without the other. Sometimes the poskim on Hilchos Shabbos, but we'll talk about this in a few more minutes. What happens if I want to do a kinyan? I can't do a kinyan on Shabbos. We know there's an issur d'rabbanan to do kinyan on Shabbos. What about a das kinyan? What about a chalos kinyan on Shabbos? Right, there is the third element. There's no das kinyan, there's no maisa kinyan, there's a chalos kinyan. I'm going to do something on Friday and have the kinyan go into effect on Shabbos. Right? This gets into a lot of the internet transactions on Shabbos. So is that a problem? Rabbi Akiva Eiger has this suffix, whether there's a maisa kinyan before Shabbos and a chalos kinyan on Shabbos. So that's another element. So there's the maisa kinyan, and then there's the das kinyan, and then there's chalos kinyan, which means the effect, and that could be delayed. Right? As a kinyan, you could have this kinyan is going to work in 30 days, so the chalos of the kinyan is going to be in 30 days. But the mice and the das is going to be right away. But that's what the Mishnah is referring to here. That even if you have a mice, it looks like a mice kinyan, but there's no das kinyan, right? A person doesn't have any kavana to lift it up and to take it for themselves, so then putter. We do have examples, maybe the Rambam in Kinyan. The Kenyan Chalipin, I think we alluded to this yesterday, might be an exception to the rule. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik brings a rise to this yisod of his, that Kenyan Chalipin, this symbolic, was also called Sudar, not Sudar of Shaveh B'Shaveh, not the Chalipin where I give you something and you give me something back, but just symbolic, right? Like by the Chasm's Tish, where the Chasm picks up a handkerchief, or the rabbi selling, made a shliach to sell the chametz. So there's kinyan chalipin. So kinyan chalipin, is just symbolic, and Reb Chaim thinks that's just an example of das kinyan without ma'isa kinyan. Chalipin is unique. The kinyan works through the das. Through the das. How do you know that? The Shulchan Aruch paskins that by every kinyan, how long do you have to retract? You have tokeh dibur, like everything in life. Right? Like, chazara in tefillah, you have tokeh dibur. But when it comes to chalipin, you have asukin ba'uso inyan. As long as you're still involved, right? Even after tokeh dibur, even after the few seconds. So why is that? Why is asukin ba'uso inyan? So that's one of the many rayas that Reb Chaim mentions, that kinyan chalipin is pure das kinyan. There is no ma'isa kinyan, so there's not one moment to focus on. Right, if you say tokeh dibur, that's because there's one moment, then you have tokeh dibur from that moment. But if it's not focused on a maisa, but it's just focused on the das of the kinyan, the commitment, so then that doesn't focus on one moment, and therefore you'd have even more flexibility in terms of asukah basu inyan. The Rambam seems to reflect this in Perek Hay of Hilchas Bechira. The Rambam says, "Nagu rov amakomos lahaknos lemitzas elu." And they do a kinyan chalipin. Let me just find it. Kinyan zeshenago lahaklas beilu advarim. Sometimes you do a kinyan chalipin, and you don't even need the kinyan chalipin. He says meshachar arvdo, megarish es isto, osha shliach. You don't need the chalipin. What is the purpose of the chalipin? Eino moa klum, elo lahodia, sheino omer dvarim elu kimesachik umahatel. It just reflects that I'm not joking around. Ela shegamar belibo v'yachar kach amar. And then he says, "Dvarim sheim behem mamish in kinyan mo'olam klum." And he continues regarding kinyan chalipin. The word kinyan in shas means kinyan, right? Kinyan chalipin, right? Stam kinyan is chalipin. Why is that? Because somehow it captures the root of all kinyanim, and that's das kinyan, right? Stam kinyan is kinyan chalipin. One more, the Gemara in the Babasra Daf Mem, stam kinyan l'ksiva omed, right? The Gemara says that kinyan chalipin can naturally lead to a shtar. Right? Or kinyan bifnei shnayim. Vein sarach lomar ksuva. Let's focus on this one. Kinyan in front of two eidim. So most Rishonim say that you can do kinyan in front of two witnesses, and that would allow you for the eidim to then write a shtar automatically without being commanded. That's kinyan bifnei shnayim. There are some Rishonim that interpret that. Kinyan bifnei shnayim means a chalipin must be done in front of eidim. And that's unusual. Because why must the kinyan be done in front of Edom? Kiddushin has to be done in front of Edom. Okay, that's a special type it's a special din. But a kinyan hagbah, a kinyan meshicha, if I want it to be witnessed, so I'll witness it. But why should I need Edom? Right? And some Rishonim interpret that Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Mem, kinyan bifnei shayim, a kinyan chalipin must be done in front of Edom. So some suggest, Reb Chaim suggests that if kinyan chalipin is all about the das kinyan, so then maybe that connects to Edom. Because Edom are edikiyim, Edim that are there in order for the event to have halachically occurred are generally needed when there's a higher level of das required in the situation. So that's why Reb Chaim also felt that kinyan chalipin and edim go together, and that also connects to shtar. But that's das. But our Mishnah is a case where there is no das kinyan, right? In the second half of the Mishnah. So if I picked it up from the and I want to be konit and I want to put it away, then I have to be maaser. But if I didn't have any das kinyan, or kind of the opposite, a maaser kinyan without das kinyan, then I'm potter. Fine. And we continue. Kol davar she'ein adam rashai lamochro demai, lo yishlach lachaveiro demai. Anything that a person is allowed to sell as demai, a person is allowed to either give to a friend as demai. What's that? We had earlier. If you sell b'mida daka, right? If I sell small measures, we said then the responsibility is on the seller. If I sell big measures, then the responsibility is on the buyer, because he usually gets the profit, as we'll talk about in the Gemara today. So that's the rule. The Mishnah tells us that we compare selling and giving. Mechira and matana. Anything that you're not allowed to give as sell as demai, you can't give as demai. We'll have to see what the chiddush of that is. Rabbi Yossi, matir bevadai. Rabbi Yossi has a big kula that the Tanakama does not have. Rabbi Yossi says, if it's Vadai Tevel, ironically, you're allowed to sell it. You're allowed to sell it. Ubavad shalo sheyodienu. As long as you let the person know. As long as you let the person know. So, why would he say Tevel is, easier? Because then you're not gonna forget to be mafresh. You're not gonna forget to be mafresh. It's very chamor, and, there's no worry. When it's demai, then there's a worry. This is what the Ma'ara Fulda says on the top of Amud Beis. He asers demai daka, the top line, chayshinan, however, who kill leishu, demai lo yodiyu. I forget to tell you. But when it comes to tevel, I'm not forgetting to tell you. Right? This is, serious business, and therefore, Rabbi Yossi is matir to sell vadai tevel. Sell vadai tevel, the Ma'ara Fulda says, even daka, no matter what, even a small amount, which usually I, the seller, have to be mafresh, when it comes to tevel, he is Mekel. Tani, says the Braisa, Ein Ma'avirin al Ha'ochlin. You're not allowed to be Ma'avir on Ochlin. What does Ma'avir mean? So, the way that the Mefarshim explained it here is, you're not allowed to pass by Ochlin and leave them on the floor. Ma'avirin is like Ovrin. Like Ovrin. Ma'ara Fulda. Im Holech Baderech Va'ochlin Lefanav Lo Yaver Alem Yenicham. You can't just leave them on the floor. It's a Bizoyon of the Ochlin. You got to take it and put it away somewhere. You can't just leave food strewn on the floor. And that's the reason our Mishnah says, right? If you picked it up, you can't just put it back down where you are. You have to put it down somewhere. So, Ein Mavirin Al Ha'ochlin. Right? The Tosfos in a few places in Baba Metzia and elsewhere talks about this word Ma'avirin. What does it mean, Ein Mavirin Al Ha'ochlin? Tosfos in Baba Metzia Chav Gimel. In the Sugyas of Hashavas Haveda. So Tosfos says, first Rashi. Rashi says, Ein Mavirin Al Ochlin, exactly what the Ma'ara Fulda is quoting Rashi. Hamotzi Ochlin Baderech Ein Mashar Lavar Aleim Al Adichem Sham Hilkach Lo Lav Lashon Drisa, says Rashi. Ela Kamo Ein Ma'avirin Al Hamitzvos. Ma'avir does not mean to trample. Ma'avir means pass over, as we just explained. Like Ein Ma'avirin Al Hamitzvos, that same word. Tosfos, Pirish, Ein Rashar Lavar Aleim Kedibirish Rashi. Ella, interesting, says Rashi. I don't know, this must have been doctoral theses done about when does Tosfos say Rashi and when does Tosfos say Kuntres. Right, I'm not exactly sure. Must be a svar for it, I'm not sure. So, Ein Rashi Lavar Leim Kedibirish, but Rashi. Ella, Shetzorach Lagbion, Aval Ein Lefarish, Tosfos says, and this is a day that's quoted in the Meiri here. Ein Lefarish, Dol Ein Ma'avirin, Dahainu Ein Darsin Aleim. Ein Ma'avirin Alochim, don't step on food. Right, it doesn't mean to don't pass over and you have to lift it, have to put it somewhere. It just means don't trample it, don't actively ruin it. Kidda Amar beperek Hadar, like it talks about in Erevin. Damli Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Eloi, Tul Gluska Mishum De Ein Ma'avirin Hare Mashmash Etzorach LaHagbiyam, because there in Erevin it sounds like Ein Ma'avirin means you have to pick it up. Doesn't mean just don't step on it. Va'od, and also what our Gemara says. Let's just do the next line in our Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Rabbi Yevo ha-demar b'rishona. When do we say this, that Ein Ma'avirin ala ochlin? This is only originally, when there was no risk factor, danger, to pick up the food. Aval achshav mutar b'reak shafim. But nowadays, when there's a lot of witchcraft and kishuf going around, that people might have put food there to kind of set you up and to make you fall into something, so don't touch it. Don't touch it. Then you're allowed to be Ma'avir. Then you're allowed to be Ma'avir. So what does that sound like also? That sounds like Ma'avir means to pass Ein Ma'avirin, but if there's Kishuv, you're allowed to. So that's what Tosfos continues there. Va'od dekamar hasam, aval bedoros, and there's the same thing, that's in Erevin, but it's also here in our Gemara. Bedoros achronim sheprutzos bikshafim Ma'avirin. Ve'in Ein Ma'avirin hainu Ein Darsin, doesn't make sense. If not, if Ein Ma'avirin means don't trample on it, so what if there's kshafim, then you can trample, then you are Ma'avir, you don't want to get near it. If it's a better, says Tosfos, if Ein Ma'avirin means, as we explained it, Ein Ovrin, right? Don't pass by because of the Bizui of Ochlin. The Bizui of Ochlin. The Sefer HaChinuch, same idea of Ein Ma'avirin ala Ochlin, that sounds like a Din D'Rabbanan. Not like a dindar abon, that's not like a dindar raisa. But there is a mitzvah daraisa that basically has the same idea, according to the Sefer HaChinuch and other mefarshim. But that's baltashkes. Baltashkes, that's the nisvah daraisa. Tavkuf Chavtes, Mitzvah 529. In the Sefer HaChinuch, Sefer Parsha Shoftim, he talks about the Isser of destroying fruit-bearing trees when we are besieging another nation, and any destructive behavior. V'kein kol hashchasa b'chahalav. Any destructive behavior is included in the lav. Right? The Rambam is clear, not clear, pretty clear, that even any other destructive behavior is also included in the lav, even though you're not going to get malchus for it. The Rambam says you're going to get malchus for destroying the trees, but then he says, and not only that, but any destructive behavior is included, and if you do that, you're going to get malchus mardus. So some say, oh, derabanan, right? Malchus mardus is always a reflection of derabanan. But most assume that no. So it could be in Isser d'Araisa without malchus because it's not explicit. There could be different levels of Isurei d'Araisa that are both d'Araisa. I think we just mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. We mentioned this in the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. The Rambam says eating kachay kachim is a mitzvah d'Araisa. Eating a chatas and eating asham for the kohanim. And also eating kachay kalim is nigrar in the mitzvah. So again, it sounds like it's another level, but it's also d'Araisa. So Baal Tashkus is another example. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, what's the message of this, of Baal Tashkus? He quotes two ideas. Shoresh HaMitzvah Yadua. Number one, Kedei Lame Nafshenu Le'ehov HaTov HaTo'elas Uli Davikbo. Umitokak Tikbak Banu HaTova V'nachem Mikol Devarah Mikol Devarah Shechasa. Number one, as the Chinuch always says, Achrei Pu'olotim Shechasa Alavavos, that we are going to be affected by what we do and destructive behavior. V'zeo Derech HaChasid V'ashe Maisa O'avim Shalom Usmeichim B'tova Brios. So that is one idea. V'lo Yovdu Afilu Gargar Shochar Dopa Olam. The great tzaddikim wouldn't even destroy a mustard seed of anything. Right, then that's how they look at the world. They don't destroy anything. That's one emphasis that the Sefer HaChinuch has. Baal Tashkus is about not acting in a destructive way, because that's going to be mashpi on me. But if you look, and the Sefer HaChinuch alludes to this idea also later, but if you look at other mepharshim like the Netziv, you look at the Netziv in Parshas Shoftim, he says, you know what the purpose of Baal Tashkus is? You're ruining and squandering the gifts that Hashem gave you. Hashem gives you something, and you're being mevazeh those gifts. Right, Hashem gives you food, and you're destroying the food. Hashem gives you trees, you're destroying the trees. So that's a different idea. The Sefer HaChinuch, classically, Lishitaso, is Achrei HaPu'ulos, it's going to affect us. We're going to become destructive personalities if we act in a destructive way. The Netziv is squandering the Hana. There's a Rashi in Tainus that sounds like he has two days here. But this idea of Eimavir Nal Ochlin sounds like the latter, the Netziv's idea. Okay, Tamantaninan, we learned in Baba Kama, Hahovech has a Galo versus a Rabbin. The Huzak Bahen, a little Baba Kama today. If there is dung in the street, and the Huzak Bahen Acher, if there is dung in the street, and I move it, Hahovech. I moved it with a shovel, whatever it is, and somebody else trips on it and gets damaged by it after I moved it, the Huzak Bahen Acher, Chai Benisco. It's us for me to do that because I'm leaving a bar in the Rishus Arabim, and I'm chayiv in the nezek. Tani v'asur mishem gezel. And if anybody else picks it up, again, the dung is useful. It can be used for fertilizer. They used to make kalim out of dung sometimes. So it's us mishem gezel. Kahana amar v'hu shehavchal menas lozakus ba. It's a kahana, not Rav Kahana. Kahana amar, as long as when you were hofechid, you had kavana to be coated. So that's when, if it's moved, so then you're chayiv in the nezek, and if somebody else takes it, then you're chayiv gezel. Avalam hafcha manasha lola zakusba, but let's say you just moved it out of the way. You moved it to another side of the area of the street, lo bedas, and then there's no gezel. There's no gezel, because you, just like in our Mishnah, right? If you didn't have kavana to be zochet, so then there's no gezel. But the Gemara continues, a little in Ezekin, lo, we skip the word shanya. Regarding nezek, though, it doesn't make a difference. Regarding Nezek, Bein Havcha Manas L'Zakuzba, Bein Shavcha Manas L'Ola Zakuzba, V'huzek Ben Acher Chayi Benisco. If you moved it, so then you're going to be Chayi Benezek. Even if you didn't have Kavanah to be Zochet. Right? Fine, Gezel is not going to be subject to Gezel if you didn't have Kavanah to be Zochet. But in terms of Nezek, if you moved it to a new place, so then you're going to be you're Chayif. V'hachat Amar Hachin, and here you didn't say that. So the Gemara's question. If you did not have Kavanah to pick something up to be Zochet, why does our Mishnah say you do not have a chiyuv of maaseris? while the Mishnah in Baba Kama tells us that you do have a chiyuv in nezek, right? That's the question that the Gemara asks. In a case where you is kavanah to be zochet, then it's all yours for all purposes. But if you did not have kavanah to be zochet, so then why is it in our Mishnah you're not chayiv to take off shumas and maestros right before you put it down, while in that Mishnah the discussion in Baba Kama, you are chayiv in the nezek. Says the Gemara, the Rishonim, by the way, talk about there in Baba Kama, how were you kone? Which kinyan? We spoke yesterday about the different types of kinyanim. Ha hofech es hagalal, right? You just flipped over the dung. What kinyan was that? Was that hagbah? Did you lift it up? Do you have to do hagbah of three tfachim? The Rishonim there discuss. Doesn't sound like you lifted it too high up here, right? So were you kone it? Could you be kone? If something is in your hand or in a kli, can it be nikneh even less than three tfachim? So that is not 100% clear, but that's what the Rishonim discuss. Tosfos in the Rashba, in Baba Kama, Daf Chavtes, quote, this is the case. This is the case that's there. Tosfos discusses whether less than three tfachim, which is the ukimta that the Gemara makes there, whether that works. Tosfos says, Ein ladakdik, delo boy hakba gimel tfachim. In this case, tchi miskavin kani ba'ba pachad migibol the shiny hacha mishum here. Even if you look at habata behefker here, this is be quoted from hefker, not a regular kinyan. So maybe that's why you don't need gibol tvachim or to have a high galal bekelov v'kani lekelov. Maybe if you lift it up with your hand, it wouldn't be kona here, but you're lifting up with a shovel probably. So that's why it's going to be nikneh. Or maybe it's true. Right, so Tosfos was there, and the Rashba they discuss this yisod. But anyway, back to the Gemara's question here. So again, if I don't have kavana to be kone, so why am I pater from meiser, but I'm chayiv in nezek? So the Gemara says, how could you compare different halachic contexts? They're very different. Amar Rabbi Avin, Tamon Ksiv, over there by nezek, Baal Habor Yishalim, Baal Hanezek Yishalim. The owner of the bar pays. By nezek, it doesn't have to be legally yours in order for you to be responsible for it. If I'm mafker something, I put a knife in the middle of the street and I'm mafker the knife. Guess what? If somebody gets damaged, I'm chayiv. I was mafker the knife. What do you mean? It's not mine. No, the answer is because bar, nezek, doesn't have to be halachically yours. And that's the chiddush of bar, as we'll talk about in a minute. Baram hacha aser to aser. But by here, by maestris, it's only yours. You don't have a chiyuv to go and be ma'aser on hefker stuff. Aser to aser, mishalcha at ma'aser, ve'enat ma'aser, mishel acherim. Period. So, bar here, this is a huge topic in Baba Kama, as we know, just to mention. Again, we haven't done Baba Kama, is a long way off. The bar is each one of the Avos Nizikin have their own character. Shor, bar, mav, and hever. And bar, as the Chazal say in Baba Kama, it's different. Tchilas asiyasa lahezek. It's the only mazik that is inherently when it is created. Right? Fire inherently is not a mazik, only if it gets out of control. An ox is not a mazik. A boar is a mazik. A boar is a mazik. And that's why boar, the Achronim explain, boar, you're not chayiv, according to many, for the maisa hezek. Why am I usually chayiv? My property goes and damages. So I'm chayiv because my property damaged. Why am I chayiv for bar? Because somebody fell into my bar? No. I'm chayiv for making the bar. I'm chayiv for the kriyas habar. I'm not going to actualize that chayiv unless somebody actually falls in and gets damaged. But it's because you're the baal habar. It's beduyak in this gemara that we just had. Baal habar yishalem, baal hanezek mishalem. Right? If you look in the Avi Ezri, just as an example, Rav Shach, in his commentary on the Rambam Hilchos Diskei Mamon, actually, we'll start with the Rishon. We'll do the Rashba and then the Avi Ezri. The Rashba says, the Rashba quotes the Baba Kama Daf Beis. The Rashba quotes that Bor is different amongst Mazikin. And he quotes three Yesodos. Number one, the Bor doesn't move. The Bor is fixed. Right? And Bor doesn't only mean a pit, but it means any type of Bor. You have a concept of Bor is Galgel. But generally, Bor doesn't move. Right? Ein Darko Leil Chal Hazik. Number two, Eino Shelo. Even if it's not yours. Right, the Gemara, Baba Kama, right, Din of Rabbi Yishmael, right, it's not yours, and the Torah considers it yours. Number three, Shahanizak Baler Rishuso Shalmazik, Dahino Chalalabar. The Nizak falls to, fall comes to me. Right? It's not like it goes in the damages. So that makes bor different. So the Rashba says, you say, ain onshin mi din kazeh, shein lecha bo elechidusha. Aval shar nezikin, shemamono, holech, umazik, oshin bohen min adiz. The Rashba says bor is different. So it says the Avya Ezri. What does that Rashba reflect? That the mechayev of bor is different. It's about the bala bor, as our Gemara says here. The bar shiny bikala mazikin. Shein mamono amazik. Vidinu shachayev avur shemamono hizik. I'm usually chayev because my property damaged. That's called nizke mamon. If I damage, I have to pay. If my property damages, I have to pay. Here, mashenkin bor harihu lo mazik. Ela nizik bo etz lo vinizkal bo. Vahabor hurak takala. Al karchach ein kan chiyev mamon ela chiyuvo avur sha'asa takala. Because what you did, not just. You're chai for what you did, not because of what happened. It's the difference between those formulations. Imkein oneshu. It's an onesh for what you did. It's not a result of what happened. That's the formulation of the Avi Ezri. Uba onesh nemer akal, ein onesh min adin. Afilu ba onesh mamon. That's how other achronim also explain it, Rech HaShmuel and others, but that is the chilek between bar and our case of Hafrasha, a Yesod Gadol. We continue. Says the Gemara, Kol Davar. The Mishnah continued and said, we compare selling and giving. Anything that you're allowed to sell without being mafrish, you could give without being mafrish. As a present to your friend. And if not, not. So Kol Davar, Yenodam, Rasha, Lamachro, Demai, anything that you cannot sell as Demai, Lo Yishalach, Lechaveh, or Demai. So what does that mean? What are the rules? Mi, Dadaka, Yenodam, Rasha, Lamachro, Demai. Small amounts, as we had earlier. Small amounts that a person cannot sell as Demai. Why? Because usually small amounts, the profit is on the seller, because he's selling it little by little. So Chazal said he's the one that has to be Mafresh. So small amounts I can't sell, Lo Yishalach, Lechaveh, or Demai. So I can't give that to as a present either. Midagasa shadam mashar lamochur demai, but a midagasa, large amounts that a person is allowed to sell, yishalach lechaver demai, so I'm even allowed to give. We had earlier the machlokas, if you remember, do you go by actual selling, do you go by what's usually sold, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, but we're not going to get back to that now. But here the Gemara compares selling and giving. So the Gemara, and then we quote the Rabbi Yossi, matir bevadai, bein bedaka, bein begasa, Rabbi Yossi, in our Mishnah, was matir. No, you're allowed to sell, sell and give vadai, whether big or small. Why? Because we assume by vada, you're not going to forget. It's so chamor that you're not going to forget, so you're allowed. You're allowed to give the vada tevel. We'll see that the chacham in the Tanakhama does not hold to this. V'yoser b'demai b'daka. But Rabbi Yossi admits, when it comes to demai daka, so then it's the mocher's responsibility, the nosein's responsibility. So now the Gemara says, let's just add in words of introduction to the question. Right? If we think about it, as we just explained, usually the responsibility is on the seller, when the seller is making some profit. And the responsibility is on the buyer when the buyer is making some profit. But one second, the Gemara is bothered. But here you're giving a gift. So the whole hana is on the acceptor of the gift. So why don't we always say by matana that the hafrash has to be on the acceptor of the gift? Because the acceptor of the gift is getting the whole thing. He's not paying for anything. So why does our Mishnah parallel selling and giving? Giving should be like midagasa, which is always on the receiver. So that's what the Gemara is bothered by. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yevo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, the reason isn't purely because of who's making more profit. Right? That's not the only reason. Mipnei gedero hitiru d'mai bagasa du masnisa. This Mishnah proves otherwise. What do you mean otherwise? The Mara Fulda explains, we want people to accept to be chaverim. Well, we want to encourage that in life. And the more we make chaverim, have to do the hafrasha themselves, then it's going to be a disincentive. It's going to be a disincentive to be makabel chavras. So that's why the ikker reason is not because the buyer makes the profit, and that's why we make the buyer take off the hafrasha. But we want chaverim to be makabel, to be chaverim. And therefore, we have distinctions, and to help out chaverim, even if the profit is not on that side. Look at the Ma'ara Fulda. Ha'detir chachamim, midagasa. Right, the fact that chachamim mattered you to give a midagasa, and say that it'll be on the receiver, Ein ikar atam bishum dazal lokeach b'stakar. It's not purely because, oh, the buyer is going to gain. Dim kain, lama, as we just explained, lama hitiru b'shalel ravero. If it's giving, then it should always be on the receiver. El ikar atam bishum giduro. That means his reputation. Shalo yomer achaber hol, ein irashay lemkar klal. I can never sell anything. Lo yikam alav chaveres klal. So Chazal allowed gasa because the lokeach is mistaker. And because of mechira, we say lo plug, right? We also say the same chilukim apply to matana. But if it was purely about profit, so then you're right. The makabo matana will always be the one that will be mafresh, because he gets the whole profit. But because that's not the only reason, that's not the only factor. The factor is also because we want people to be comfortable with their chavrus, and we don't want to always put the burden on them. So therefore, we don't always make them do the hafrasha. So if a chavr is going to get some matana, he's not going to want it. So therefore, we split it up a little bit. And also, we see this from the earlier Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Sali Teinim Vesali Anavim Mikubo Shel Yerek. We had this earlier. Rabbi Yossi says, whenever you sell these baskets of fruit, calls Manchu Mochran Achsara Pater. Whenever you sell an Achsara meant estimation. Remember, if you sell it by estimation, then it's always on the buyer, or not on the seller. But what do you mean? Estimation doesn't always work out for the good of the buyer. Right? It doesn't always, and yet, Rabbi Yossi says, it's always on the buyer. So you see, it's not always, the only factor is, who gains? Who gets the profit? It's not always. So therefore here too, you don't say that, oh, always the Makabel Matana is going to be the one that's going to have to be mafresh. Okay, so there are many factors that are involved. There's the profit, and there's the encouragement for them to be chaverim v'chu. Okay, next story. Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel, Shalach li Reb Yossi Berebi, Esrog, Ba'amar li, right, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Reb Yossi Berebi sent me an Esrog, and he told me, Zebabi Yadi Mikisaron. It came from Kesaria. That's all he said. V'lamati bo shlosha dvarim. And I learned from that phrase that it came from Kisari, I learned three things. Shehu vadai. It must be vadai tevel. Shehu tamei. It's hukshal akabal tom, and it's tamei. Shelo babi aracher. And he has no other esrogim. How did I know all these three things from what he said? He just said he came from Kesaria. Shehu vadai. It must be vadai why shapiris kesarin vadai. What we learned earlier, the esrogim from Kesaria are vadai. So therefore, why is he telling me this? He must be telling me this because to tell me it's tevel and to be mafresh. Shehu tamei. How do I know that it's tamei? Shemar bitzin ala mayim. Because in Kesaria, when they export esrogim, they don't want them to become bad, so they sprinkle water on them. That somehow helps them stay fresh. So I know it's vadei tevel. I know it became wet and it's possibly tamei. And shelubabi aracher. And I know that he had no other esrogim. Shelubabi aracher. If he had any others, hayisi ma'aser mizel zeh. He would have taken off ma'aser from a different esrog. Why is he telling me? It must be he has no other esrogim, and therefore he's just warning me. Those are the three things that I learned from the story. V'yasim Emmanuel love. So why didn't he take then? He didn't have any other esrogim. So why didn't he just take a piece of that esrog off? He could have taken a piece of that esrog off itself. Du chashash lahad de bar kapara. No, he was nervous about the statement of bar kapara. De bar kapara amar ein derech b'nei adam v'yos b'shachar lechaverim devarim chaserim. When he said the present, don't send a half an esrog. You send a whole nice item. That's derech eretz. So you didn't want to cut off a piece of the esrog. Obviously, also the farshim say, this wasn't an esrog to use for sukkahs, because then how could you chop off a piece of the esrog? Right? So it must be that it was an esrog to eat. Right? Or a later day of sukkahs when chaser would be okay. Okay. Says the Gemara, last line for us now. Right? Maybe he had another esrog, but he held like Reb Yossi that says you're allowed to send tevel, as long as you let the person know. So how do we know that here it must be he didn't have any other esrogim? We had in our Mishnah, Reb Yossi says you're allowed to send the present of tevel as long as you let the person know. Answers the Gemara. Asa meimar lacha. No. If Tanaim know that the Chachamim argue on them, then they won't let everybody know based on their own personal shittas. And here the Chachamim, the Tanakama, say it's also to send Tevel. So even though Rabbi Yossi himself would hold that, but we wouldn't act based upon this, right? And this was Shalachli Rabbi Yossi Berebi, right? Rabbi Yossi said this, so he wouldn't act upon it, and therefore we don't have to be choshesh that there was another Esther. Okay, we're running out of time. Maybe we'll stop here by the Shem, by Rabbi Zeira, even though it's the end of the story, and we'll continue with this next time.